Welcome to 10 minutes of commercial-free news for the classroom. I'm Carl Azus. First up, compromise in the U.S. Congress. Negotiators from the House and Senate have proposed a bill for how the government will spend money. Three things about this budget. One, it's huge. $1.1 trillion, trillion with a T. That is more than the government takes in, and it would fund the government through the end of September. Two, it's not a done deal. A House vote is expected today, a Senate one later this week, and the president would have to sign it. Three, it reportedly contains no earth-shaking changes. It'd give government workers a small pay raise. It could speed up security screenings for some airplane passengers. It would get rid of a government law banning certain light bulbs. Beyond that, this bill would set America's national and international spending priorities in the months ahead. An American working in Russia was recently kicked out of the country. Russia says he broke the law by staying illegally for 5 days in November. His case was heard in court, he was fined, and he was ordered to leave, which he did in December. He's banned from Russia for 5 years. These kinds of expulsions are common, according to the Russian government. The country says more than 500,000 people from other nations have been asked to stay out of Russia for breaking the rules. But the American, a journalist named David Satter, says he didn't. He thinks it was because he was critical of the Russian government. The country's constitution does guarantee the freedom of the mass media, and it makes censorship illegal. But when CNN's John Vaughs recently interviewed Satter, he said it was probably his speech that got him kicked out.
I really don't have any theories. I've been writing about Russia for many years. I've always been critical of the Putin regime. This is nothing new. It may well be that for reasons of their own, they finally found that criticism to be more than they wanted to put up with. But there's actually quite a lot to criticize. So if you're going to report in it, honestly, from Russia, you almost have to be critical.
So how did this all play out? How were you told? How did you find out?
Well, I was in Kiev, actually. I had to go there to exchange one visa for another, and I was told to call a diplomat in the Ukrainian, in the Russian embassy in Kiev, in Ukraine. I called that diplomat, and he said he had a statement to read to me, and the statement was that the competent organs, which is an expression that's used to describe the FSB, the security service, have decided that my presence on the territory of the Russian Federation is undesirable, and I'm refused entry into the country.